Hayden Ewald to Seth Gangler, feeds it into Ballard. Loose ball picked up by Cass City with 1 second left. He can't get the shot off, and we have come to the end of the first quarter with a score of USA 8, Cass City 7 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Insurance agents and basketball teams have something in common. They both depend on teamwork. That's why the Farm Bureau Insurance Reggie Ignash Agency is a proud sponsor of Cass City Basketball, encouraging today's youth and recognizing the importance of the right combination of academics and extracurricular activities, along with teamwork, is what sets those of us in the Thumb area apart from others. When you find yourself in need of a change in your insurance carrier or an update in any of your existing policies, call Reggie Ignash and Cass City at 989-872-4432 and let him become a part of your team. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Stop the run. Stop the run. Can't stop the run. Can't stop the run.
After one quarter, it's 8-7 USA in a barn burner. We've had four lead changes, no ties, and the largest lead of the night was 4-0, with 5:35 left in the first quarter. Since then, very tight game. We have one player in foul trouble, that is Mason Earle, the 6'4" sophomore for Cass City. He has two fouls picked up within the first 2 minutes of this ball game. USA gets the ball to start this second quarter. DeSimpler has it into Brendan Ballard, goes up for the shot, and it's in for two. Very easy for Brendan Ballard. Obviously, that's what Mark Gainforth talked about in the huddle and quarter. Get it to the big man. It's 10-7, USA leading by three. Maybe. They haven't put it on the board yet. Hartwick with the ball, drives into the lane, kicks it out to Coons. He now drives into the lane, kicks it back out to the top of the key for Kyle Ross. His three, no good. Rebound still loose into the hands. It's an off, no, still loose, and Brendan Ballard picks it up. Here comes USA leading by three, 10-7 with 7:15 left in the second quarter. Of course, the scoring started in this quarter with a Brendan Ballard layup from the left side. He has the ball at the top of the key. Now to Hayden Ewald into the corner for Zach Cameron for three. Rebound, no good. Rebound still loose. And we have a white ball out of bounds. Cass City about 60 feet from their own hoop. 6:58 left in the second quarter. Cass City going right to left across your radio as Tristan Coons inbounds this one to Colin Hardwick. John Moody and Clark Ramsey with your call here on the WLW Sports Network. As Coots drives into the lane, and Seth Gangler was there to swat that one away. USA in transition, and we have a kick ball by Jacob Perry. Good heads up, I should say, foot up play. Spread himself thin, and the ball went all the way down the court. We have a substitution for Cass City. Number three, Mark Shelton, checks in for Dakota Hartle. Shelton's a 5'9 senior, and fast. And a player. Zach Kramer, top of the key, over to the right wing, two to DeSimpler. Dribbling against Shelton. Shelton is a steel machine. We've seen him do it before against Bad Axe. DeSimpler into the corner to Kramer, now into Ballard. Goes up from the right block, and this one's too easy, in for two. Brendan Ballard now with 4 points in the second quarter, has six on the night. Largest lead of the night for USA at five, and with 6:20 left in the second. Cass City with the ball, goes down, drives down to the lane on baseline. Jacob Perry kicks it out. Tristan Coons for the elbow shot. This one's no good. Rebound still loose, and we have a whistle. This appears to be against Cass City. The official away from the ball called it with the push on the rebound. So that will be the fifth team foul on Cass City. 7-12, USA leads by five. DeSimpler brings it up, drives to the left. Good pick set there by Hayden Ewald. Into the left corner to Zach Kramer for three, no good. Rebound Ballard, and he puts this one in for two. 6 points now for Ballard in the second. He has eight on the night, 14-7. USA leads by seven, the largest of the night. 5:35 left in the first half, and we have a block against USA on the baseline. Zach Kramer.
You know, that's exactly what Cassidy needed. They needed to go ahead and go take that ball on the inside, and Zach Kramer got called on the foul.
Dickinson back up to Shelton, top of the key, trailing by 7 points. Hartwick for three, off the mark, rebound by Jacob Perry for Cassidy. Goes up with the trick shot. This one's no good. Rebound by Ballard. Here comes USA, leading by 7, largest of the night, 14-7. 5:15 left in the first half. To Simpler, top of the key against Mark Shelton. Picks up his dribble, now to the left wing, to Kramer, right back into the hands of De Simpler. Pick set by Hayden Ewald, and now we have a whistle away from the ball again, and it's going to be more than likely a hand check. They're calling it a push against Cass City. Looks so like it'll be USA ball on the side.
Mark Shelton.
The 6th team foul for Cass City. Rest of the way out, USA will be shooting at least one free throw, and it is indeed against Mark Shelton, his first. USA inbounds it to De Simpler in the backcourt, taking his time. Now comes Gross midcourt, favoring his right side against Mark Shelton. Now comes back up, feeds it to the high post to Ballard, who feeds it out to Sines for the long two from the left wing. Rebound still loose and off the hands of Seth Gangler, and it's going to be Cass City ball. 14-7, USA leads by 7. Largest of the night.
We've been talking about the team that controls the paint is the team that wins, and right now USA is winning that battle. But Cass City has got to realize that they got to take it inside also, and they maybe kick it back out for their three-point shot, but they are relying too much on the tray. Take the ball to them, foul, get themselves on the line.
As Cuthrell takes the long two off balance, no good. Rebound by Ballard, but it's stripped away. And the jump shot from the right baseline, Hartwick, he's in the books for two. And cuts the deficit down to 5 for Cassidy. It's 14-9. USA leads by 5.
That was a nice 14-foot opportunity shot for Colin Hartwick.
Kramer has it. Now over to Sines. Feeds into Ballard to the right block. Going to work. This one's a little too strong. No good. Rebound. Zach Kramer for the jump shot just outside the paint. And we have a whistle on the rebound. And it's going to be a foul against Cassidy.
Jacob Perry, looks like he picked up his 2nd.
As that's the 7th team foul, so USA goes line shooting bonus, 1-1. Brennan Ballard at the line. And that is the 2nd foul against Jacob Perry. So we're waiting the first free throw here from Brennan Ballard. And rattles in and down. Ballard now 1-for-1 in the night. From the free throw line. 1-for-2. As the 2nd free throw is up, and this one's good. Brings the lead back to 7, 16-9. 4 minutes left in the first half. USA 16, Cass City 9. Dickinson, top of the key, over to Hartwick. Drives down to the baseline on the left side, kicks it back out, nearly stolen as they're trying to feed to Cuthrell. Aaron Sines got a finger on it, and we have a Cass City ball out of bounds. Brandon Harper checks back in for Seth Gangler. Tristan Kuntz will be inbounding this for Cass City, right in front of the USA bench on the left side of your radio. 3:47 left in the 2nd quarter. 9-16, Cass City trails by 7. With the ball, top of the key, Cuthrell. Over to Kuntz, being guarded by Ballard. Back up Dickinson against Sines to the left wing to Cuthrell. Drives into the lane, puts the runner up, and this one's good. Cuthrell now with 4 points on the night. A 5-point game, 16-11. Cassidy in double digits. Zach Kramer at the left right wing. Nearly a travel. Aaron Fernald wanted the travel call. De Simpler with it, and now there's the travel call. On the shuffling of the feet for De Simpler, and Cassidy gets the ball back.
In beauty school, I think that's called a Revlon call. A little makeup.
I like your style. 3:05 left in the first half, 16-11. Cassidy trails with the ball by 5. Dickinson at the left elbow. Back up to the top for a wide open 3 from Hartwick. No good. Off the mark to the left, and rebounded by De Simpler.